Late last year, with support from the National Pork Board, the U.S. Meat Export Federation launched a campaign to increase retail sales of U.S. chilled pork in Hong Kong. Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, Joel Haggard, has an update on this initiative in this USMEF report.
One ongoing project here in Hong Kong has been the featuring of U.S. chilled pork at retail outlets, specifically at one of Hong Kong's major supermarket chains and at several wet market outlets. This project has not been without its challenges, including the lack of familiarity of consumers, but also importers and distributors, with vacuum packaged chilled pork, plus the logistical challenges of establishing a new supply chain to Hong Kong using ocean vessels rather than air shipments. That has allowed U.S. pork to compete price-wise, but also freshness-wise, with other chilled pork from the mainland, Thailand, and Australia. Sales have been gradually growing, especially over the last month as Hong Kong again tightened up its social distancing measures, resulting in more meals being consumed at home. With African swine fever still impacting China supplies, the price of locally slaughtered fresh pork remained high. Challenges remain. Product arriving here by boat needs to be sold quickly to avoid shelf life issues, and the contraction in world trade is throwing up some hurdles in terms of shipping, but we're hopeful that these can be overcome as epidemic curves flatten.
Haggard also sees opportunities for U.S. chilled pork in mainland China and Vietnam.
Next month, we have plans to begin featuring U.S. chilled pork on the mainland as well and are now awaiting a loosening of restrictions on promotion activities in stores. Retail food sales have been extraordinarily strong, and we see demand improving in China as more parts of the economy come back online. For example, schools and their cafeterias, and eventually restaurants. We're also looking into the feasibility of chilled U.S. pork exports to Vietnam, which, like China, has seen a sharp contraction in its hog herd due to ASF. Although COVID-19 has affected markets like no other crisis I have ever seen, we are seeing bright spots on this side of the Pacific as economies look to more widely reopen.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.